Perhaps the most intensive analysis of musical hallucinations and their shaping by personal experience and feeling, their continuing interaction with the mind and personality, has been pursued by the eminent psychoanalyst Leo Rangel. For Rangel, musical hallucinations have been the subject of continuing self-study that has lasted now for more than a decade. Dr. Rangel first wrote to me about his musical hallucinations in 1996. Rangel, now in his 93rd year, continues to practice as a psychoanalyst and is writing a book about his musical hallucinations. He was 82 and had had a second bypass surgery a few months before. Immediately upon awakening in the ICU, I heard singing, which made me say to my children, "Hey, there's a rabbi school out there." It sounded to me like an old rabbi who was teaching young rabbi students how to sing and perform their things. I told my family the rabbi must work late, even midnight, since I heard the music then, too. My kids looked at each other and said amusedly and tolerantly, "There's no rabbi school out there." I, of course, soon began to know this was me. This gave me both relief and concern. The music must have been continuous, but I paid little or no attention to it for large blocks of time, especially during the busy hospital routines. When I left the hospital after 6 days, the rabbi followed me. He was now outside my windows at home, towards the hills. Or was he in the canyon? On my first plane trip a few weeks later, he came with me. Rangel had hoped that these musical hallucinations, perhaps, he thought, a product of the anesthesia or the morphine he had received after surgery, would go away with time. He had also experienced copious cognitive distortions, which every bypass patient I know has had, but these had quickly cleared up. After 6 months, however, he feared they were becoming permanent. During the day, he could often push the music aside when otherwise absorbed, but at night, the musical hallucinations kept him awake. "I feel quite ragged from lack of sleep," he wrote. Dr. Rangel did have a significant hearing loss. "I have had nerve deafness for many years now, familial. The musical hallucinosis is related, I feel, to the hyperacusis that goes with the hypohearing. The internal central auditory pathways must overwork and enhance sounds." He speculated that this overactivity of auditory brain pathways might at first be based on external rhythms of wind, traffic, or humming motors, or on internal rhythms of breath or heartbeat, and that the mind then converts these to music or song, establishing control over it. Passivity is overcome by activity. Dr. Rangel felt that his internal music reflected his moods and circumstances. At first, in the hospital, the songs varied. They were sometimes funereal, elegiac, rabbinical, sometimes lilting and happy. "Oh la la, ooh la la," alternating with "oy vey, oy vey, oy vey, vey, vey." Later he realized these were to the same tune. When he was due to come home from the hospital, he began to hear "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again," and then jaunty jolly ones like "Alouette, Gentil Alouette,"